We're back here on this for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns, and we're going to continue to highlight the recorded artistry of Kenny Dorham, a great trumpet player. And the first track we're going to do in the second hour is a Rodgers and Hart tune, "I'll Take Romance," from a Max Roach album called Jazz in Three-Quarter Time on the Mercury label, cut in 56 and 57. And every track is in waltz tempo. And this particular group at one time included Clifford Brown, the genius trumpet player. He was killed in an automobile accident on the turnpike in Pennsylvania. And Max Roach brought in as his substitute our highlight artist of the week tonight, Kenny Dorham. And this is a track that includes Max Roach on drums, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, the great Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Ray Bryant, one of my favorite piano players straight out of Philadelphia, and George Morrow on bass. This was a working group that worked together for quite some time. And this is a waltz tempo of written by Rodgers and Hart, "The Most Beautiful Girl in the World."
Thank you.
That was Rodgers and Hart's great composition, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, done completely in 3/4 time by the Max Roach Quintet. Of course, Max Roach keeping 3/4 time there on drums. And Sonny Rollins was there on tenor sax. Kenny Dorham, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, was there on trumpet. And some fine piano work there by Ray Bryant. So what's next on the swing list, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a trio led by organist Big John Patton. And he's accompanied here by Grant Green on guitar and Ben Dixon on drums. And the tune is from a Blue Note LP entitled The Way I Feel. And it features a tune written by Big John entitled Daveen.
Thank you.
That was Devine, a tune written by Big John Patton and featuring him on organ there, backed by Grant Green on guitar and Ben Dixon on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1964 entitled The Way I Feel.
Next up is a LP that Kenny Dorham appeared on. He was a sideman for a great West Coast alto sax player, Herb Geller. And it was called Fire in the West. Obviously, Kenny Dorham spent most of his time in the New York City area, and he traversed out to the L.A. area, and in March 57 cut this album with alto sax man Herb Geller, along with Lou Levy on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Lawrence Marabil on drums. And they do a composition that was written by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin called Here's What I'm Here For. It's a beautiful composition. It's written by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin. I'm familiar with most of their compositions, but I never heard that particular tune before called Here's What I'm Here For. It was from an album cut by Herb Geller on alto sax on a Jubilee label in L.A. in March of 1957, along with Lou Levy on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Lawrence Marable on drums, and our highlight artist of the week, Kenny Dorham on trumpet. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Bill Evans Trio. It's from a Riverside LP entitled How My Heart Sings. And it features Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israels on bass, and Paul Moishan on drums. They're going to do it on George and Ira Gershwin tune entitled Summertime.
Thank you.
That was Summertime, featuring the Bill Evans Trio. Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israels on bass, Paul Morrison on drums. And that was from a Riverside LP released in 1964 entitled How My Heart Sings.
Next up on the agenda is an album cut by our featured artist of the week, Kenny Dorham, the trumpet player, from his Blue Note album, Afro-Cuban. There's a slightly larger ensemble here, but they're all stars and leaders in their own right. Besides Kenny on trumpet, we've got J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Art Blakey on drums. Quite an aggregation. This is a Kenny Dorham composition called Miner's Holiday.
Thank you.
composition written by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Kenny Dorham, called Miner's Holiday from his Blue Note album, Afro-Cuban. And here's solos there by Kenny on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, and Hank Mobley on tenor sax. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Up next we'll hear from a group led by Bill Perkins. It's from an LP entitled On Stage, the Bill Perkins Octet, released on the Pacific Jazz label. Features Bill on tenor sax, Carl Fontana and Stu Williamson on trombones, Russ Freeman on piano, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Bud Shank on alto sax, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Cy Oliver, Don Ray, and Vic Schoen entitled For Dancers Only. Thank you. was for dancers only, featuring a group led by Bill Perkins, with Bill exhibiting his own brand of Getz-like tenor sax, Carl Fontana and Stu Williams on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Bud Shank on alto sax, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1956, entitled On Stage, the Bill Perkins Octet. Well, next we'll hear from bassist Charles Mingus. This is from an Atlantic LP entitled Blues and Roots, and features Mingus on bass, John Handy on alto sax, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Booker Urban on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jimmy on trombone, Willie Dennis on trombone, Horace Parlin on piano, and Danny Richmond on drums. It's a tune Mingus wrote entitled Crying Blues. Thank you. That was the Crying Blues, a tune written by Charles Mingus and featuring Mingus on bass there, along with John Handy and Jackie McLean on alto saxes, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jimmy Nepper and Willie Dennis on trombones, Horace Parlin on piano, and Danny Richmond on drums. That was from an Atlantic LP released in 1960 entitled Blues and Roots.
For the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM. We endeavor to bring you the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night, so we'll make you make a habit of joining us. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday night with some 2 hours of more straight-ahead jazz. Going to close out the show with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, live at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, along with J.R. Montrose on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons on piano. Here is Rodgers and Hart's composition, My Heart Stood Still. Thank you.
Thank you.